Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back. Our number three. Side Radio, JoeMessina.com is where you could watch and listen and watch me live. You can look at my stupid face online, as well as just listen to the show, and most importantly, listen to Joe. You can go back and listen to any of his shows in the archives. But I want to send salutations and greetings to everybody across the Fruited Plain, especially out there who are fans of Joe Messina. He will be back tomorrow night. I am Whiskey Dave, if you've never heard me before speak. I'm here usually every couple of weeks, as I have been doing for, my goodness, I don't know, 7-8 years now. It's been a while. So hopefully you know who I am, and you know that I'm coming from a place where I'm a little bit different than Joe. I may have some different perspectives on things, but at the same time, we probably agree on 98% of everything else as well. This hour is going to be open, and I'm going to be hitting on several different subjects. I want to talk about Hollywood here in this first half. I'm even going to give you a couple of, I'm going to give you one movie review, and talk about something else that I want to see as well, and get your opinions. If you have any, you can give us a phone call at any time during the next hour at 855-732-5563, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Before I talk about the state of Hollywood and what is going on, and specifically I'm going to be talking about what is happening with Disney, it is absolutely imploding. It is a disaster of epic proportions. I don't think people understand how bad things are right now for Disney. They are about to go on a garage sale situation where they're going to be selling off everything. And what has been funding them through their troubles with their lousy movies, their woke movies that they've been pushing out down America's throat, foie gras style, people are regurgitating it. They don't want it. Well, they were being kept up by people going to their parks. But I'm sure you've been seeing in the news in this past couple of weeks that apparently their parks, specifically the parks in Florida, are empty. Now, I wouldn't call it and go so far as to say empty, but they have a massive reduction of guests. People are literally doing walk-ons and rides in the summer. This is their peak time. This is the time when kids are out of school. And if you have kids, young kids especially, I'm sure you've done Disneyland, you've done Disney World, you've done Universal, you've done the theme parks. This is what parents have to suffer and do. And especially when it's hot. I remember when my son, my oldest son, he's now 23, he turned 10, and we did Harry Potter World in Orlando. Yeah, it was in June, and it was God awful as far as the weather goes. It was humid and hot, and I mean, that goes through the, I repeat myself about Florida, but you do it as a parent because you love your kids and you, it's fine. So Bob Iger coming out this week and saying, well, the reason that people aren't going to Disney World is because it's hot. Come on, Bob, how stupid do you think we are? You've been pushing the woke values down our throats. Again, Frogwa style. This is how goose liver, right? This is, we're going to stuff it down their throats. And they've lost almost $1 billion going woke. Some of their recent films, you may have not heard of some of these. There was a film called Lightyear, Buzz Lightyear. That failed. Little Mermaid, they race swapped. Well, it's made over $300 million, but let me give you a quick secret on movie math. When a movie says Raiders of the Lost Ark made $300 million, not Raiders, Indy 5, right? Indiana Jones 5 made $300 million. It cost $400 million to make. But they didn't lose just $100 million because they have to give half of the box office receipts to the theaters that show the movies. They have to stay in business. It is roughly 40 to 60%, depending upon whether it's national or global, depending upon how much the studios actually get of your movie dollar. So if you pay $20 to see Mission Impossible, as I did last weekend, the theater gets $10 from it, as they should. The studio only gets half. So for Disney to actually break even on Indy Jones 5, they had to make approximately $800 million global. They are not going to make more than $400. It is an absolute disaster. Elemental, a Pixar movie, disaster. And why? Well, first of all, let me just say this. Most of the movies that have been coming out, not all, there's been some phenomenal movies. Some. But most are just boring. CGI. They're not focused on character development. They're not focused on drama. They believe more on the screen with dazzling special effects, CGI effects, is better. And even people that are huge Marvel fans, including my two sons, who are young adults now, they grew up on Marvel. They say it's over. They said it's awful. The last three or four Marvels, outside of Guardians of the Galaxy 3, apparently they like that one, but Ant-Man and Doctor Strange and all of these others that have been coming out apparently have been horrible. I say apparently because I haven't seen them. It's not of interest to me. But when we get back, I'm going to be talking about one movie that you should be seeing and another movie that's coming out that you should probably want to see and what else is going on in Hollywood. We'll be right back here after the break. Real Side Radio, Whiskey Dave in the chair for Joe. Don't go away.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the Witness Protection Program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
All right, folks, everybody's back. We're talking Hollywood right now here at Real Side Radio because Hollywood is collapsing in on itself. It is, listen, I love movies. I love good TV, right? And it's all streaming now. We just finished watching Your Honor with Bryan Cranston. It's the 2 seasons. That's it. I think they're done. Phenomenal. I mean, anything with Bryan Cranston, I will watch. If it is good and they are not in any way trying to push their wokeism and their social messaging down our throats, I will watch it if it's good. If I hear that a good film has been put together painstakingly, produced, directed, great stars, if there's action and they are not trying to push the message, I will watch it. So yeah, I do enjoy film. I do enjoy movies. I enjoy reading as well. But a good film is something that you just want to get wrapped up in. And I saw Mission Impossible over the weekend. Mission Impossible 7, Dead Reckoning. Part one, longest movie title in the history of the world. And for those that don't follow movies, you've heard of Mission Impossible. You've certainly heard of Tom Cruise, that many are calling maybe the last great movie star. And people of a certain generation know what movie stars are, right? No matter what film that person is in, you will go and see it, right? It doesn't have anything to do with the film. It's that this is a Tom Cruise movie, and you know Tom Cruise literally puts his life on the line several hundred times every time he fills a movie. And if you've seen Mission Impossible 7, and if you haven't, you've probably seen the previews, some of those stunts are real. All of the stunts are real. What you saw on television, if you've seen the previews, and what you saw in the theater, and this is not a spoiler, with him literally base jumping off a motorcycle off a cliff in Norway, which is where I think it was filmed, is real. And he had to do that 100 times, jumping out of an airplane 500 times, right? Climbing on a real train. All of that is absolutely practical effects. And I am somebody that doesn't want to sit in front of a video game. And when my kids were younger and they wanted to see the latest Marvel stuff, crap, that was being pushed down their throats, I would literally get a headache. I remember I saw this movie. It was one of the Spider-Mans. It wasn't the most recent one or two Spider-Mans. It was maybe 5 years ago. And he was on a bridge in Italy. And I felt like I was literally just being shoved into a video game like Tron, and my head was about to explode. I can see CGI. I think we all can see CGI. So when an action spy film with the pedigree of Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning, Part 1, that stars Tom Cruise as Ethan Hunt, the IMF agent, I will get in line and I will go and see it. And I've seen everyone in the theater, and maybe I didn't see two, which I think is the weakest of the entire series. But and my brother and I, you know, we go see every James Bond, and we now go see every Mission Impossible together. Tip of the hat to our late father, who we grew up watching those kinds of movies with him. And I will tell you that it is absolutely a wonderful film. It's 2.5 hours runtime. It doesn't feel like it. I didn't look at my watch once. And there was maybe a few moments in the second act where it was a bit talky, but it was absolutely, it just went from one to another, to another, to another. And there was a scene relatively early in the airport in Rome that was phenomenal. It was just action-packed, and it was the tension, and it didn't stop, and you're literally at the edge of your seat. Now, Mission Impossible is not going to make $1 billion like Top Gun Maverick did, another fantastic Tom Cruise film. It will make $700-800 million worldwide, which is, excuse me, which is, this is what every Mission Impossible has made. They don't need to make $1 billion. So when you're seeing people in the media talking about Mission Impossible not hitting the numbers that they expected, no, they're right on track. They're right on track, and Mission Impossible will have legs. The only thing that will threaten Mission Impossible is that they may be taking off some of the big screens this weekend because a lot of people, or Oppenheimer, has contracted to get onto the IMAX screens because Oppenheimer was filmed in IMAX, literally the IMAX cameras. But my suggestion is, by all means, don't wait for streaming on certain films. This is a big movie, big screen film. You want to see the films, and this is what Tom Cruise talks about. Some movies are made for the movie theater. And listen, I will go to one or two movies in a year. I was just doing the math the other day. I saw Top Gun last year, twice in fact, girlfriend, and then I took my son. And then the year before that, I think it was the last James Bond, right? No Time to Die. That's it. And I just saw Mission Impossible. Now, I would like to go see Oppenheimer because I understand that that is also a film that needs to be seen on the big screen. But I will say this. The reason that Disney is failing miserably, the reason that people are so upset with Disney, it isn't just the wokeism. That's part of it. And a lot of people across the country don't want their kids basically getting Burbank values shoved down their throats. So there's that. But there's also, quite frankly, the apathy. Like, when was the last time you saw a Disney film, a Lucasfilm? I mean, I didn't see Indy 5, but apparently it was god-awful. It was depressing that they kicked this man to the curb, this legacy character, Indiana Jones. I was 12 years old in a drive-in theater with my father in 1981 watching Indiana or Raiders of the Lost Ark in a drive-in with my dad in the middle of nowhere. We were on a road trip together. And when I think of Raiders of the Lost Ark, that is one of the great classic films of our youth. And the two following, the second I was not a huge fan of, but the third, The Last Crusade, with Sean Connery, I thought was a perfect send-off. But what Lucasfilm Disney has done under the leadership of Kathleen Kennedy is they have got zero originality. And what they've done is they've gone back to mine intellectual property that they've purchased. They purchased from Lucasfilm. Disney purchased Lucasfilm. And they've got Star Wars. They got Indy. They got the Marvel franchises. Okay? And what have they done with these franchises? They have basically put them through a cookie press. And there's nothing there that is appealing. And people see that, so they've become apathetic, and that is why the movies are done. Got more coming up here after the break. Don't go away. We'll be right back here at Real Side Radio.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA
USA News Update. Jason Aldean says critics have gone too far attacking his new song, Try That in a Small Town. The music video shows mixed footage of BLM protesters confronting police, burning the American flag, and random robberies. That's drawn criticism. Aldean says the song is about taking care of neighbors regardless of race or religion. Two huge blockbuster films are expected to rake in major cash at the box office this weekend.
Greta Gerwig's Barbie is projected to make between $95 and $110 million in its debut. Meantime, Christopher Nolan's Oppenheimer is expected to make $50 million in its first weekend. Fans posting on social media, they're planning to see both. There's even I Survived Barbenheimer merch for those who can't just have one this weekend. Thanks to Oppenheimer's three-hour runtime, Barbenheimer fans will spend 5 hours at the theater. I'm Lisa Taylor.
I'm Ryan Daniels, U.S. News.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Thank you for joining us for the third and final hour here tonight on Wednesday at Realside Radio. It is a pleasure being with you. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe. He will be back tomorrow night. If you want to join us in this last half hour, we are going to open the phones for you. If you do have a call, and it has to be interesting, please give us a phone call at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And you can find Joe at therealside.com or joemessina.com. Either way, they will get to the site, and you can watch and listen live, or you can listen to archived shows from the past and even read some news. So I want to shift gears here a little bit, and yes, I do want to see Oppenheimer. I do not want to see Boppenheimer. I will not be seeing Barbie, by the way. Ladies and gentlemen, this Barbie movie is anti-men, it is anti-patriarchy, and it is all about that. Everything that I've been reading and hearing is that the social engineering messaging is alive and well in this Barbie film. And I'm saying this to you right now that you probably are not going to want to see it yourself, but you may have nieces and nephews and sons and daughters and grandkids that may be all talking about it. Apparently, it's really, really bad news in regards to the messaging that it's creating about men and toxic masculinity and the patriarchy and down with the patriarchy. So I just wanted to add my 2 cents to that. So I will see Oppenheimer. I will not see Barbenheimer. Thank you very much. But I do want to talk a little bit about going back to politics. I want to talk about the state of the upcoming primaries. And we're already in the primary, and we never are not in an election cycle, right? So But last time I was on the show, a couple of weeks ago, I was talking with Sonia about Trump, and we were chatting a little bit about, you know, the indictments, and it looks like there's going to be another indictment in the next couple of days. And Jen Van Laar was just talking in the last segment with us about how this is creating such anger towards the establishment that even though you may not like Trump, and a lot of people don't, They don't like him personally. They don't like his politics. But one thing that you can say about Trump is that everything that he has said about how the state, the institutions have been weaponized against him through two impeachments, Russian collusion, the indictments. I don't know any human being on this earth that would have been able to withstand this to the level that Trump has been able to withstand. And I truly believe that there is going to be somewhat of an anger slash sympathy vote for Donald Trump. And I've been very critical about Donald Trump. I hold no bones on this. I liked his policies, and I think the man is a clinical narcissist. You can have two competing opinions. And if he was the nominee, and that was the only choice that you have, I will vote for him. But with that being said, there is now a school of thought that's out there that is suggesting that even with the divisions within the Republican Party, the left-leaning folks like the Mitt Romneys of the world, the Never Trumpers that are out there, the Crystals of the world, and so on. Yeah, those the Crystals are probably too far gone. But the Romneys could come around. And that Trump doesn't need to unite the Republican Party, technically unite the Republican Party to actually win the election. I'm not talking about the primary. I think we all agree that he's going to win the primary at this stage right now, barring any unforeseen circumstances. But whether or not he can win the general is the biggest worry that a lot of people, including myself, have regarding Trump. So let's talk about this. Let's break this down. President Trump has a quasi-incumbency advantage already established compared to all of the rest of the field of people that are running in the primary. And one thing that a lot of people have been suggesting is that, well, he really needs to bring together the Republican Party for him to actually win the general, not just the primary, the general. Well, let's do a little bit of history. If we go back to 2008, you remember Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama were locked in this, just this mano-a-mano. Yes, Hillary, you're a mano. Mano-a-mano death match. Right? It was vicious. And the campaign, and Hillary went racism on. I mean, she went hard. She was the heir apparent. She was a senator. She was a first lady. And nobody in a million years saw this guy, this young African-American, well-spoken, good-looking, whatever your opinion is, but he relatively was. Okay, he was a good candidate. Coming out of left field, he wasn't even a one-term senator. He was a half a one-term senator at this point. Compared to Hillary, nobody saw that coming. And they were absolutely, the party was divided like you couldn't believe. And both of these candidates were ostensibly tied. 8 years later, the Republican, we know obviously history happened in 2008. 8 years later in 2015, 2016, the Republican primary saw Trump, he was sparring with 16, count them, 16 candidates. En route to winning a smaller percentage of delegates than any Republican nominee since 1968. But he won. He won with a smaller percentage of Republican delegates. Now, both these primaries, they produced battle-tested nominees like you wouldn't believe. I mean, we remember Trump on the dais with Megyn Kelly and the jokes, and you tuned in. It was must-see TV. What's Trump going to say next? Oh, my goodness. And so by the time the general election cycle began, Trump was in. In 2016, in those debates with Hillary, because you'd be in jail, you remember that. And he really cut his teeth in the primary debates. Voters of Obama in 2008 and 2016 Trump voters, apparently they weren't that fazed by the inter-party hostilities because, as a lot of political consultants say, yeah, the primaries are war, but everybody eventually comes home. And that is exactly what I think Trump is focused on. the discussions regarding whether he can win the general are really pertaining to all of the baggage, the twice impeached, okay? He was impeached by the House two times, technically. Obviously, the indictments. There are still a lot of people out there that don't know the truth about the Russian collusion narrative and how it was all a hoax and they went after him and they used this, and Hillary Clinton's campaign paid for the Steele dossier. There's a lot of people out there that are in their echo chambers and they don't know. But those vicious primaries, they mobilized voters because Obama and Trump proved that they could withstand the storm. And a lot, and voters will reward you greatly for showing strength amongst an unassailable tidal wave of negativity from their own party. Never mind the other side, but look what, I mean, people were angry in 2016 about Bernie Sanders. And maybe a lot of those people that were voting for Bernie didn't come out and vote for Hillary, because they thought Bernie was cheated, and he was. But what we saw in 2008 was that Obama, he set the then popular vote record in 2008, and Trump set the then Republican candidate record for general election votes in 2016. And in 2020, in the midst of COVID and all of the cheating and the suppression of news and everything that we went through in 2020, Trump got more votes than any Republican candidate or first-term president in the history of ever. So what we're looking at over the next year, okay, because the primaries are going to start with the caucus and in Iowa and in New Hampshire, and then we're off to the races in South Carolina and then Super Tuesday and everything. That all starts in around February. The alternative to all of this is having a nominee that faces very little opposition. That's not beneficial. What I like about RFK Jr., and I keep bringing up RFK Jr., is not because I'm going to vote for him. He's getting out there and he's answering the questions. That's battle-tested. Joe Biden? Not so much. We'll be back after the break. We're going to continue this discussion here at Realside Radio. Don't go away.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Make my day just by being with us here at Realside Radio. JoeMessina.com is where you want to find Realside Radio. And, of course, Joe will be back again tomorrow night. But as I was saying before the break, you know, there's a lot of hand-wringing right now, a lot of pearl-clutching right now in regards to the primaries coming up. And, yes, I understand the worry and I understand the concern. And I also am worried and concerned. I believe that we may have, a much, much higher hill to climb in 2024 as you did in 2020, even with the challenges of COVID and the mail-in balloting and everything else. And keep in mind, as I was just saying to Jennifer in the last hour, we all have to remember Trump, quote unquote, lost the election by less than 50,000 votes across five states. Not combined 50,000, five states, 250,000. No. 50,000 spread across five states, the total. It was paper thin, right? You can go to a Dodger game, a sellout Dodger game. That's as many people across five states that Trump lost the election by. And again, I use the word lost in quotes.
So the worry and the stress and the hand-wringing and the pearl-clutching that's happening right now is whether or not Trump has the ability. A lot of people believe he's going to win the primary, notwithstanding anything that changes that right now. Indictments and jail and whatever, I don't know. I mean, this is all unprecedented. Okay, anybody that tells you they know exactly what's going to happen, yeah, I mean, you know, anyone and every one of us can pick the results of this crazy time that we're in right now, and one of us is going to be right. You have to remember, in 2015, Trump was an outsider. He did not run as an establishment guy. He was always, always anti-establishment. That's why he was such a threat. That's why the Bill Kristols of the world, you know, the Never Trumpers, the Weekly Standard guys, right, these blowhards, right, that actually ended up campaigning for Joe Biden in 2020. Thanks, Bill Kristol. Okay? It's because they are establishment. They are part of the industrial-military complex. They liked the wars in Iraq and Kuwait. They made lots and lots and lots of money from those connections that got them to go on MSNBC and CNN and talk about, you know, why we need to have a full frontal presence in the Middle East. Romney was the same. Cheney was the same. Bush was the same. And I supported Bush, and I supported the Iraq war at the time because we all had that same information. Doesn't make us bad people. Intelligence was wrong, supposedly. So Trump was an outsider, and he came in, and he was this big threat, right? And Bush and Cheney and Romney, they put all their hopes in this young and up-and-coming Paul Ryan, who went GOPE establishment almost immediately. And what Trump has done is he has ended this Bush and Cheney dynasty that had roots that went all the way back into the Reagan administration by defeating who? Jeb Bush. He didn't just beat him. Jeb, with an exclamation point, in 2016. He trounced Jeb. He trounced him. And what happened was you get folks like Liz Cheney that have come out of that mess, and we see how they responded directly to Donald Trump. She was the mouthpiece for the conservatives, the Republicans, representing that side of the coin, the Never Trumpers. And she became a vile enemy to most Republicans. She was a hero to CNN and MSNBC, but she was a turncoat. And most people see that as indicative of that entire side of the Republican Party, and they're angry. Paul Ryan, he bowed out of public politics, and it's a very strong chance that Mitt Romney is serving his last term in public office. So voters supported Trump's endorsed candidates in 2022. Now, there's a big discussion about this. You hear it in the mainstream media that Trump's candidates lose. Voters supported 91% of Trump's endorsed candidates during the 2022 midterms. Republicans also outvoted Democrats on a national scale by the millions, despite disenfranchisement that took place in Arizona. The portion of the party not united behind Trump represents a vast minority, as virtually all polling shows that there is Republicans out there that strongly prefer Trump to be the nominee. People are angry. They're angry about the economy. They're angry about the institutions being weaponized. They're angry about the media continually lying to them on a daily basis to the point that they've just tuned them out. And they don't believe that there is anybody, any person, one person, that has the wherewithal, the temerity, the strength, the chutzpah to fight back, except for one. That's Donald Trump. Republican voters are strongly, if you take a look at the polls right now, prefer Trump to be the nominee again next year. The narrative that the party isn't united, well, we hear it from TV personalities, a minority of Republican political figures who are given airtime. Chris Christie is, every time you turn on the news or the TV, Chris Christie is being interviewed on all the legacy cable stations or the legacy broadcast stations. He's the safe Republican voice. But let me tell you something. If Chris Christie, which he won't, ever got became the nomination, he became the nominee, he would be exactly what Mitt Romney was. He kills his dogs. He would be what John McCain was. John McCain is a racist. Because as soon as they have somebody with an R next to their name running against their pre-selected candidate, all media choose the Democrats. That person, no holds barred. Chris Christie, Asa Hutchinson is another one. They're openly anti-Trump candidates. Now, they failed to crack even 1% of the polls. But this is a minority. Even Mitt Romney has suggested that they are in the minority of that party. He said, among the potential contenders in 2024, if you put President Trump in there, among Republicans, he wins in a landslide. Though I would probably be getting behind somebody who I thought more represented the tiny wing of the Republican Party that I represent. But listen, Fox News, the news networks, they're talking about an ununited narrative. And this is what people are worried about. There are actually far more Republicans in government positions who have endorsed Trump than there are those who have endorsed a different candidate. So maybe the ununited Republican Party issue is false. Maybe it should be debunked. Post-indictment polls are continuing to reflect an increasing support for Trump. And I think that if we see him indicted once again this week, his numbers are going to bump up even more. And maybe it isn't just Republicans. Maybe it's independents. Maybe it's even some Democrats that took a look from 2017 to 2021. And outside of COVID, remember a strong economy. Remember strong defense. No wars. We've got World War III happening any second at any time for the past year. So maybe there's even a few Democrats that are worried. Maybe they are looking at an RFK Jr. They don't like Biden. They don't like the corruption. They don't like an 80-year-old man bumbling and falling and knowing that he is basically a puppet. They want a real leader. Trump was at his weak. You think about all the things that have happened to Trump since 2016. I think he was at his weakest in 2016. He didn't have a track record. He didn't have any experience. He didn't have any history. He was never in politics before. We knew him from Art of the Deal and The Apprentice. He just had ideas. We didn't know if he was telling us the truth. I interviewed Bill Kristol right after the election in 2016. I have to admit, I'm sorry, I did go on a weekly Standard cruise. I did not pay for it. They paid for me to go on the cruise to interview everybody that was on there. And I interviewed Bill Kristol, and I asked him point blank, this is 3 weeks after the election that shocked the world in 2016. And I said to Bill Kristol, I said, you have staunchly been against Trump through this entire process. Will you support him now? And he said, yes, if he does all the things that he ran on. And he did, and Bill Kristol still didn't. People are angry. Folks, I'll be back in a couple of weeks, I think. And it was great being here with you tonight. Joe will be back again tomorrow. And as always, it is always a pleasure being a part of the Real Side community. Good night, folks. Have a great evening.